Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's On the Record Friday. Spent the first hour on Eagles defensive line. I am on the record saying I'm not really that worried. I think they're going to be okay.
Big tough guy.
Yes. Not that worried. They're going to be fine, guys.
Yep.
I'm a football guy. I studied the film. They're going to be fine.
But hold on. When you say...
Yes.
Before we move forward.
Yes.
When you say they're going to be fine...
Yes.
Is that because you've lowered expectations for them?
My expectations were already pretty middle of the road. Here's what I'm saying, is that I came back here on Saturday morning when we did the show, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, Bryce Huff doesn't have a pressure or a sack or a tackle, and like, truly, I think he will get pressure on the quarterback. So the thing that he didn't do that we were expecting him to do on Friday night, I think he'll do. I don't think he's going to be...
Can he get consistent pressure?
Yes.
I mean, hell, he's in the NFL. He should get near the quarterback at some point if he's out there enough.
I think he'll get consistent pressure.
Okay.
I think he'll get consistent pressure. I think, now look.
Double-digit sacks?
Ish. Yeah. 8 to 10? What did Reddick have last year? 9?
No, Reddick had at least 10. Because he's been double-digit the last 4 years.
Okay.
Straight. I guess what I'm wondering is that he had, I believe, 7 combined sacks prior to last year. I believe Bryce Huff did.
Yeah.
So last year was really an outlier for what he's been throughout his career.
I trust in the Eagles' evaluation of his talent.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
So we will get to our next On the Record topic. You can still call about defensive line, by the way,
yes.
If you need to go on the record. That is the point. You want to go on the record. But before we do, There is a baseball team in town to play our baseball team. It's a big series. Let's talk about it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Next question we have for you. Do you really hate the New York Mets?
I do. I do.
That's why he's the GOAT. Yeah. Always hated New York.
They hate him there, too. Having spent a few years there, boy, they actually hate Chase Utley.
Yeah, they think he personally robbed them of a World Series title.
Yep.
Well.
He's playing the game the right way, Ike.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, listen, if he's allowed to play the game that way, then people ought to be allowed to get hit in the head with the ball and all the other stuff that goes on. Because that was old school baseball. It's the reason why they're taking that out of baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, your boy, Bryce.
Back when men were men.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Buster Posey's the one that started this whole nonsense with the block and the play because he's done for the year. All Utley was doing. Guy made the wrong turn.
I'm good. It was Ruben Tejada, right?
Ruben Tejada.
Yeah, yes. I'm sorry he got injured, but when I really became an Utley fan is when he did the whole boo me.
Bleep you.
Yeah, bleep you. Like, yeah, yeah, that in the World Series thing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He showed he has a human side to him.
No, it might be the psycho.
Yeah, he might be, but I'll take that.
Yeah, everyone needs a psycho.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Everyone needs a psycho. So, Phil's Mets tonight. It looks like Schwarber's going to be back. We talked about that the other day.
Oh, good.
JT probably going to be back. I do not believe that Alec Bohm is going to be in the lineup. I think he was going to give it a go, but I do not think he is cleared.
The whole series.
Just tonight,
okay.
How's going on here? Obviously, what is the injury?
It's something in his wrist.
Why all of a sudden are the Phillies like the NHL teams where they say lower body injury?
Right.
He's been out for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he did was swing the bat. I'm not saying he's not injured, but I am saying, what is the...
You're not getting... On one hand, they're almost saying it's nothing major, but he's still been out as long as he's been out.
Every game,
something has to be kind of major, because also he said it feels like a hammer is hitting his wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? How does nobody ask these questions?
Well, the bigger fear is... Now, he says he's going to be fine in the postseason, but that's now a concern in the postseason is how does Alec Bohm look? He's your four-hitter.
Yeah, and he's definitely going to need some at-bats before he's back out there.
I know.
And you know what?
And Bryce is obviously still dealing with something, which they have not told us about.
And everybody, JT's not playing tonight.
JT?
He's not. It's my gut.
Lineup's out?
I don't have any information. I don't have any information. It's just my gut.
Yeah, Rob Thompson said he might play. He's probably going to play Friday. But they've been weird about injuries, so you might be right.
Yeah, I'm the way you are with defensive line, with the
Rob
Phillies
Thompson
playing.
Also put Kyle Schwarber in the lineup and then took him out the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and he also said that Rhys Hoskins was hop, skipping, and jumping with a torn ACL.
We remember that one.
In spring training. Are we getting to bounce back Knowles tonight? Listen, it's
we need it.
Yes.
Because again, you can excuse the last one. You know, it's Miami, you've been pitching really well, whatever. Two bad starts, I think, raises.
No, that's just where you want to be at. Stop it. Yeah. You see, you're always one outing away from being back to Nola Stinks.
Not Stinks, but don't trust them.
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
There's a big difference. Good pitcher. Don't trust them. But he was pitching at a different level. He took a step back last Saturday. I want him to be back on the right track.
He did. I hear you. I just know as long as he's tuned up and ready to go for the postseason, that's where he's going to shine.
We're getting 7 1/3 and 2 runs from Nola tonight.
Now, look at cocky Spike.
Look at Spike.
Yeah. And we're going to lose 2-1.
You take a blue chew this morning?
That's why I'm staying so far away from the counter.
Yep. Not worried about the defense. Yep. Nola's going 7-shutty.
I'm at least 3.5 inches away from the counter. Why do you think that is?
You sure are. Nola Quintana tonight. Quintana's had a good, his last 3 starts have been pretty good, but overall in the season, his ERA is over 4. Colby Allard, everyone's goat, is back tomorrow. The fifth starter problem is saved versus Luis Severino, who's had a great season for the Mets. And Chris Sanchez versus Tyler McGill on Sunday. So the Phillies got 2 of the best 3 going. So they should be in a pretty good spot with 8 games up, and their magic number is 9 to clinch the division.
So I would like for them to win 2 out of 3 and for Lindor to have an awesome series so my MVP bet has a better chance of cashing.
Look at you, making it about gambling.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mike and I would never.
I just want to be right about, I don't want Otani to win the MVP.
This is your take.
Yeah. I just don't want him to win the MVP.
Two or three pretty much
ends it. 2 or 3 is fine. 2 or 3 is fine. We don't need to sweep this one. 2 or 3 is fine. Honestly, from a standing standpoint, they got 1 out of 3. They're still 7 games up. You know, the real danger for this weekend is if they happen to get swept, there will be.
You still don't trust this team, which I don't appreciate.
I don't even know who's playing tonight. And the Mets have won a lot over the last few months.
Same record in the last 10 games.
So in the last 10 games, yes. I'm just saying I am still nervous about, not nervous, I got my eye on the division. And I just, they get swept or something, we're going to come in Monday and it's going to be panic city.
Last 4 series for the Mets. Blue Jays who stink, Reds who stink, Red Sox who are .500, and the White Sox.
Okay.
That's 8.
They have the best record in baseball since June.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Beating almost some cupcakes recently. Okay. Has to be pointed out. We're a fact show. Everyone knows that. And then final thing here in the Jackie Baseball Report is that Major League Baseball announced today that they're going to allow ads on helmets in the postseason.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on.
How do you? How,
you don't want that?
You know what?
No.
Everybody complains about these.
It's friggin- just annoying. Just we can't. No. Not everything has to be advertised. At
sure
time.
Does.
How do you think they pay?
What, well, hold on. What if the Eagles had? What if the Eagles had an advertisement on their helmet?
That would not happen in football.
Why?
Oh.
Because the logos in football matter.
So does the P in the.
No, it's not obstructing.
I know
the
it's
logo.
The side.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this stuff. How
well,
do you think
they're not they, touching the helmets in the NFL? You how, bet that.
How do you think they pay these guys?
I get it. I you get know? It. It's just like
it
just
is
Mickey,
about money, Jack.
It's just Mickey Mouse.
And but here's the thing: baseball, and I love baseball, and it's still a big deal. But mm-hmm. it gets a little less popular every single year. But the salaries go up every single year,
yeah.
and they need to pay these guys somehow. It's just like
I think we're gonna pay Soto $600 million.
Yes. Especially when
not
you're
not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Especially when you're already paying.
Well, two guys.
Well, how many part-time players can we pay $30 million a year here?
They're playing.
Okay. All right. We'll get back to On the Record Friday, right? Now, we're holding each other accountable. I'm going to go on the record and tell you, you got to swap out those old drafty windows for new ones. It's time to do it. Hold yourself accountable. I'm on the record saying you got to do it. Our friends at Guided Door and Window are on the record saying they got something to make it all more affordable. Buy one, get one half off sale going on right now. Limited time, but going on.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Right now, it's exactly what it sounds like. You buy one door window, the next one is half off. So it could be two doors, it could be two windows, it'd be four windows and half of them are half off. You get a door and a window. One of them is half off. The more you buy, the more you save. If you replaced everything in your house, half of those things would be 50% off. As I said, limited time only. Restrictions apply. Also, no money down. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. God is hooking you up there too. If you want a no-obligation in-home estimate, call 877-GO-GUIDA. Does not cost you anything, or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
By the way, real quick, JT is in the lineup. The lineup just came out.
I was lying. I told you.
Yep. So, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, JT, and this is going to be exciting. Listen to this bottom four, okay? Weston Wilson.
Yep.
Bryson Stott. Buddy Kennedy, and Johan Rojas.
top part of the lineup better do some work tonight. Wow. Weston Wilson, Buddy Kennedy, Bryson Stott, and Garrett Stubbs. Or not Stubbs. Who's the fourth one? Oh, Rojas. Rojas.
Yeah, don't... Man.
Got to get Bone back. I didn't think I'd ever say that.
Well, we're asking Knowles to keep this lineup to how many runs will we need?
Open for three.
Yeah.
At least three.
Shooting for three.
So he needs to hold his Mets line up to two.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. I think he can. How confident are we were going to score three? That's the real question. All right. So moving on for On the Record Friday. It's Jalen time. And.
It's Jalen time.
Well.
I'm with you.
I'm just going to say the one Jalen thing that we've been talking about. is the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
We had the best answer possible from Jalen yesterday when he was asked about the interceptions and the near interceptions. He said something to the effect of, I can't throw that. It's a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Made a bad choice. And they even gave him an
opportunity. Unwise.
And they even gave him an out. And they said, hey, are you sure? AJ fell down. He's like, unwise decision. I can't do that. So on the record, Ike Reese, moving forward, are we going to see a better Jalen decision maker or not?
Well, I'm more confident and hopeful that we are than I'm worried about it. And yesterday was a huge step for me. It truly was. I don't know. I'm listening to Jalen in that press conference yesterday, and it was almost like I was listening to somebody I hadn't heard talk before that played quarterback the last 4 years here. I mean, that was you talk about self-awareness and accountability and you wanting your quarterback to sort of own that. Obviously, you want him to change it, so actions matter. Actions matter. But I go back to our guy, my guy, the Bronco, Carson, and his worst season in 2020. How many times did he get up there and talk about, I'm going to continue to be aggressive. This is what I know. This is what I'm going to do. This is another. And it drove people crazy. It drove me crazy to hear it, whether he believed it or not. So to me, hearing Jalen sort of take accountability for those mistakes and stand up there and he can say it publicly, man, that resonates through the locker room. That resonates through the locker room. Sure, everybody's feeling good that they won, and it's easy to sweep it under the rug that they won. But I actually like it more, and I respect it more, that he didn't take the easy out or the excuse that was being handed to him of, oh, you got to go. So many things to think about in the process of a play. Shut up. Every quarterback does that. What do you mean? Every quarterback. And I'm saying that to the reporter that was trying to give him the out while he was trying to say how difficult it is to go through a play and make a decision. What do you think? That's why they get paid the money they do. If it was see receiver throw ball and it was just that simple, they wouldn't deserve $50 million a year.
That's the job.
Yeah, that's part of the job. And I'm glad the way he didn't take the bait and said, no, regardless of all that, that was an unwise decision and I can't do that. And he elaborated more about he's in a position, he has to take care of the football, he has to manage the game. Man, I'm telling you, I felt great after that press conference. I really did. I felt great after that press conference because to me it says some sort of light has gone off. Now, whether it's just Jalen recognizing it himself or he's getting coached properly and he's receiving it. He's receiving it because you remember I mentioned Nick didn't make an excuse either for the turnovers. He said, we can't turn the ball over. He didn't crush Jalen, but he also didn't sit up there and make a bunch of excuses as to why Jalen made the decisions that he made throwing the football. So that also makes me believe that maybe Jalen is accepting of coaching. I'm not saying Nick is the one doing it. I mean, even from Kellen Moore.
From somebody.
Doug Neusmeyer?
Yes.
Nussmeyer.
Yeah. Maybe he's one of these coaches that, you know, sit down and you point the things out and Jalen's accepting. He's receiving it. I love it. I felt better after that press conference, Spike. I felt better. I almost went to 13-4 after that press conference.
So
stay at 12-5. Though.
Big of you. Yep.
Yeah.
So for On the Record Friday, you are optimistic about.
Oh yeah. Bottom line, yes. I'm okay. Sorry.
Did no, that, no, no.
I just make sound optimistic.
You did.
There.
I'm just for the listener.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get you on the record.
Yes, I'm on the record. Yes, I'm way more optimistic.
So I'm going to take a page out of the great Ike Reese's book.
Ooh.
And
you're going bald.
He opened up.
My choice, though, brother. Yeah.
he read out of that book about an hour ago. And he said, for the defensive line, I'm just going to have to see it to believe it. And, you know, we had a bunch of great press availabilities from Jalen this training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I started buying into them. And I bought into the training camp thing about that he's going to dink and dunk and he's going to take what's there and blah, blah, blah. And then we watch on Friday night and it was the same thing. So it's the same thing for a large part of last season, a same thing of Friday night. I largely agree with you about the press conference yesterday. I thought not only his answer was different than what we would normally expect, but a bunch of answers were different. Mm-hmm. His tone sounded different.
Tone was different.
Made a little joke, smiled, said there was a good question, all that stuff. Fine.
Yeah.
Believe it when I see it. Oh. So I am on the record saying that I am not believing it's getting any better until it gets any better. So I hope we see a different one on Friday night. Obviously, the opponent is one who, you know, it's not nothing, but this is a
defense is.
Yeah, it's legitimate.
Is legitimate defense.
It's legitimate. A legitimate secondary, all those things.
Yep.
He has to do it now. He said the right things. Hopefully he's taking coaching. He seems past whatever the Brian Johnson bitterness and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's got a good relationship with Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Kellen Moore sat him down, showed him the tape, and they're on the same page. But it's different when you're actually in the game and you actually have to make those decisions. Everything's going a lot faster. So it's one thing to say you're going to do it. It's another thing to do it. So I'm going on the record saying I don't believe it until I see it. Jack?
So I do feel more hopeful after the press conference yesterday. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
But obviously not.
Okay. Like, of course not.
Like, I need to see it to believe it is the best way to put it. And frankly, I watched Josh Allen last night. Like, Josh Allen on pure talent is one of the two best quarterbacks in football. Three, whatever. And what we've seen the evolution of Josh Allen is into more of a game manager. Like, they run the football now. They never used to do that with Josh Allen. And I want Jalen to trust that. So, like, that's why I think Monday is so important. Like, just trust the system. Play point guard. I won't say TJ. Yeah. But like...
They have enough weapons on this that if he just...
Yes.
Gets the ball to those guys, good things will happen.
Yep.
And you'll still get the credit.
Right.
Like, you'll still get the credit if you win.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
But, like, a little bit more selfless with the football.
Okay. We'll see. So, two things for you
to go... Josh Allen, the game manager, huh?
He's what he's turned into.
Man.
Well, he does make... He still... A few times a game will make a play. That's actually the most impressive part, is that it does seem like he will make a play two or three times. He did it last night a couple times. You're like, wow, only he can make that play.
Yep.
But you don't need to do that 10 times a game.
Right.
And he's doing it, hashtag OG Wade, he's doing it without his best wide receiver now. It's like you don't look around and see weapon, Josh Allen, right?
I mean... The Shakir kid is the only one he threw the ball to last night.
Yes.
Besides, like, Kincaid in the first drive.
Yeah.
Yep. So two things for you to go on the record with. One, defensive line. Are you still worried, or do you think it's going to come around? Jalen Hurts, decision-making. Do you feel like it is going to turn around? Go on the record on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. We will make the worm. Go on the record next. Elliot Shore Parks joins us right after Eagles practice, so he was able to watch and see what they did today. We will talk to Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.